Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. What a beautiful afternoon. Get a chance. Get outside. You know, if you're stuck in your office working or stuck at home, get outside. It is absolutely gorgeous. It's the weather we wait for. I'm Lisa Dent. Dahlia Saper has been on the show before. She joins us now, and I hope you have some Google news for us, Dahlia, because everybody wants to know how to get a piece of the pie.
Well, everybody's rejoicing over the $400 checks they received from the Facebook settlement, which was a previous similar class action lawsuit involving the Illinois Biometric Information Privacy Act, where the attorneys and the individuals they represented alleged that Facebook in that case and now Google in this case did not abide by the rules set forth in the act. Namely, they took your biometric information, scans of your face, mostly, and didn't ask for permission. And then they kept it for longer than they were supposed to, and that they may have shared it with third parties, again, without your affirmative consent.
So the state of Illinois set forth the Biometric Information Privacy Act in 2008, and it was an effort to regulate the collection, use, and handling of biometric identifiers and information by private entities. Now, what's interesting about this, Dahlia, is the act does not apply to government entities. Because, of course, police departments and FBI people need to collect that data, and they do so. But Google shouldn't be able to collect that and scan our face, and God only knows what they do with it.
Well, I think that the reason the act was enacted back in 2008, before I think our technology was as sophisticated as it is now, was the thought process was that biometric information is increasingly being used as our passwords to things, right? And if that is compromised, you can't go ahead and change your eyes or your fingerprint. So you're in a very bad position if that kind of information is compromised. They want those who are collecting that information to be very candid about the collection and to implement very high security mechanisms in order to ensure that there is no inadvertent breach of that very sensitive information. In the last few years, though, is where we're seeing an uptick in actual litigation around the statute, which is the strictest one, if not one of the strictest in the country.
Yeah.
And that's why we're seeing a lot of suits under that act.
As you know, people all over the country listen to WGN. So when we were talking about the Facebook settlement, people from many states were saying, wait, why don't I get the money? And it's like, well, this is an Illinois law, and this is an Illinois class action suit. Again, it affects only people in our state. So we got our $397 from Facebook. What's the deal with Google? How much do you think we'll get, and how do we go about it?
Well, the pot in Google is larger, but there might also be possibly more users. The application at issue was the Google Photos app. If you had Google Photos and your face was in an image, then you're likely eligible to receive a portion of that $100 million pot. How is that pot divided? Well, the lawyers get their money first, the administrative costs next, and then the money is distributed. So the amount you get will largely depend on how many individuals participate.
I thought that the Facebook settlement was like $671 million.
It was something like that, $650 million, something in the 600s, and the Google one's $100 million.
Yeah, so we're not going to get quite as much. Michael Piff, who works here at the radio station, heard me talking about it, and he just sent an email. He said he jumped online. Ironically, I did Google settlement in Illinois, and that's how I got the info. But can you give anyone listening a guide as to how to launch onto this class action suit or how to log onto it? And here's the other question. I'm uncertain whether my photo was used, but I still signed up. Will they determine that?
I don't know what the process is for confirming that you're eligible, but I mean, who isn't using a Google service?
Right.
Unless you have a phone, it's likely that your photo was scanned. If you store any sort of image on Google's platform. So the way you sign up, it's pretty easy. Google settlement, BIPA settlement, and you submit your name and your email, and then you wait.
And you can choose to put in like banking information or PayPal or whatever, or you can choose just to get a check. That's what I chose. I don't like putting all that info. If they're already scanning my face, I don't want them scanning my personal info as well. Michael said he did have to select, I do not have a settlement claim ID. Then he entered his email and mailing info. Then he had to choose a direct deposit option or a paper check option. Then you have to verify that your photo showed up in Google Photos between May 1st 2015 and April 25th, 2022 while living in Illinois. But I didn't see that option when I did it. So I guess I just wait like everybody else.
Yes. Yes. The firm is Rivera. The case caption is Rivera et al. Versus Google LLC settlement website. If you Google that, go to Google BIPA settlement.pncclassaction.com. You should see it, and it's there's a little begin claim button. You have a claim ID or you don't, and then you follow the prompts. It really isn't that difficult.
All right. Thank you for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me back.
Time to get a check on weather and traffic, Mary.